Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I call life to flow. And I call health and healing to manifest in every person here today. We give you the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All right, so we are giving what today? Thanks. We're giving thanks to the Lord. And, you know, sometimes, I don't know how often do you do this, but, you know, giving thanks to God means sometimes going back through and remembering. Remembering what God's done for us. I could go for weeks on just how many times He saved my life. Literally, life, like from life and death, saved my life. And so I could just go in there. But then how many times He's blessed me with just not just material things. But you think about, I've got 4 grandkids now. Well, 3 and then 1 coming, which today is our reveal. So we will find out today if it is a boy or girl coming. But yeah, I'm blessed with children. I'm blessed with grandchildren. Amen. Blessed with you. I'm a blessed man. I'm blessed with a wife who loves me still after 27 years. So that's good. That's a plus. You know, it's just, you know, you think about the things that we go back through and remember, you know, what God has done for us. I'm thankful that He sent Jesus Christ to the cross. Had He not sent Jesus to the cross, I would be dead. I'd be dead because there would be no life in me. But because He sent Jesus to the cross, I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore because I've accepted Jesus as my Lord. Amen. And that we can all testify to that. We can all say, yeah, because of Jesus, I'm alive forevermore. Praise God. I will live forever in His glory and in His presence. So that's something that we give thanks for. We're very thankful about that. Amen. So I would encourage you, you know, we're thankful for our family. Our family that is around us at this time of year, right? You know, and when we were reading that testimony, we were looking at someone who had to what? Ask for forgiveness. And see, when you get around family, and you know family, sometimes there's somebody there that you may need to ask forgiveness with. You know, you may have to ask them to forgive you. And you know, it's interesting, but it's usually we're the one that has to forgive them for what they did to us. But we're going to step out and say, hey, I forgive you. I want you to forgive me and let's squash this thing. And that kind of fixes the heart, okay? And it'll give that opportunity for you and the other person to bridge that gap, to have a better relationship. So, you know, we do those kind of things because we are going to be dealing with family that we don't normally see all the time, maybe aren't always excited about being around them, not always. Hey, nice to see you. Bye. You know, and you're out the door, you know. But it's a time where we come together as a family, just as we are today as a body of Faith Christian Center. And we're coming together and we're going to do something that Jesus did with His disciples. He broke bread and gave, the Bible says, thanks. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to break bread and we're going to give thanks. And our giving thanks is giving thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Giving thanks unto Him for all He's done for us. Giving thanks for healing our bodies. For bearing stripes upon His back that gives me the right to be healed. Right? For saving my life. Amen. I mean, I've told you over and over and over and over. And I maybe one day we'll write down testimonies of how many times He has saved my life from death. Just from death. Not just, you know, eternally. But so, and how many times He's blessed us, you know, with so many wonderful things. The Bible says He's blessed us with spiritual blessings. You know, He's given us the Holy Spirit. I mean, so many wonderful things that He's done for us. He's given us His Word. And we know, according to my favorite scripture, our God is not a man that He should lie, nor the son of man that He should repent. If He said it, He'll do it. If He spoke it, He'll make it good. So, we know that if He says it in here, God will back it up. Well, you can't beat that. It's like the bank says, you've got $1,000 in your account. Well, guess what? You've got $1,000 in your account. You can bank on it. Why? The bank said so. Because the bank ain't going to say you got $1,000 in your account when you really don't and give it to you. You know, they ain't going to give it to you. No. So we can bank on God's word, and that's a man. We can bank on God's word, and He's God. Right? So thank God for His Word. And we go through His Word and we read His Word. So open your Bibles to Psalm 100. Hallelujah. Psalm 100, giving thanks unto the Lord. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Amen. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph is my favorite. So Psalm 100, and my Bible's pretty marked up, so be excited about it.
Yeah.
But it says this, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Yeah. That means everybody. That means everybody. Don't leave anybody out. Everybody shout to the Lord. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with sadness. Oh, no, not sadness. Serve the Lord with happiness, gladness, right? It says, come before His presence with singing. Come before His presence with singing. This is why we praise and worship God in His house, in the house of the Lord. We sing unto Him. The Bible says, sing unto Him a new song. So come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God.
Amen.
All right. So He says what? Know. K-N-O-W. Know that the Lord, He is God. We have to know that. And then it goes on. It says, it is He who has made us.
Hallelujah.
So we are made by God.
That's right.
I'm not a self-made man. I've been made by Him. See, I'm doing what I do because He made me.
Hallelujah.
He molded me. He breathed life into me. He gave me life.
Yeah.
Amen. So my God made me. He's equipped me, the Bible says, for the work of the ministry to edify the body of Christ.
Amen.
He's equipped me for what He has made me to do.
Right.
He made me who I am today. I did not make myself. Because when I make myself, I make a mess. I make a mess when I do it myself. But when I do it under the guidance of God, He's already got it laid out. He's got my path. He's got my plan. And when I do it with God, I don't fail. I don't make a mess of things. Amen? So He has made us, it says, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with sadness. Enter His gates in with what?
Thanksgiving.
With thanksgiving. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Just as you come into the house of God, come in with thanksgiving.
Yes.
That this is your house.
Amen.
This is your house. This house is the house of the Lord,
Amen.
But it's your house. You can call this building yours.
Amen.
Take ownership of this building. It's yours. This is, when you drive by, you say, hey, there's my church. Don't
That's
you?
Right.
That's my church.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because what? It is yours.
Amen.
It is yours. It's your place.
Amen.
Amen. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Come into His house with thanksgiving. When we see the Lord God, we say, thank you.
Thank you,
Father. For saving my life. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Father, for giving me the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Giving thanks. And into His courts
with praise.
See, He didn't say with quietness.
No. That's right.
Did He? No. We enter His gates with thank you, God. I praise you.
Yeah.
That's how you do that. See. Heaven isn't going to be quiet. Okay? I'll just let you know now. I'll be there. And then my mom will be there. And my cousin Lisa will be there. She's louder than both of us. Why are we so loud? Because we have joy in our heart. Because of what God has done.
Amen.
We're thankful, so grateful and thankful for what He has done. Why would we want to keep quiet?
No way.
Why? When we are so happy, so excited, so full of joy of what our God has done for us. And when we see Him, you might get run over. Because the FCCites are going after Him. I mean, we are going to get Him. We want to see Him. Yeah. We want to get into His presence.
Amen.
Get into His presence, it says.
Hallelujah.
So Let's see. Enter his courts with praise. Be thankful. Be thankful to him. Be thankful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. What are we saying? Thank you. It says, be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy, are you ready? Is everlasting. His mercy endures forever. His mercy is everlasting. His mercy is always there. Every morning,
amen,
we wake up into his mercy. Always there. Always, he's always there. It says his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Praise God. So we see here in thanksgiving or in giving thanks to God that we are to do it when we enter his courts, when we enter into his presence, right? When we see him, we say thank you, and then we praise him, right? Things are so bad right now. Listen, I'll tell you something. Praise is not easy to do when things are troubled. Praise is not easy to do when you're down and you're beat up by the devil and you're beat up by the circumstance or you just got a bad report. But if you will push through, if you will push through, all of that will melt away.
Amen.
It will melt away and peace will come. Peace will come. Amen.
Amen.
But you have to step out. Even when you don't want to, even when you don't feel like it, even when you don't feel good, and begin to just praise.
Amen.
And it might be a little, oh, praise you, Lord, thank you, Lord, at first. But then he might bring to your remembrance something where he saved your life or where he gave you the victory. And then, thank you, Lord, I remember that. Praise you, Father. And now all of a sudden, now all that doom and gloom that was going on in your life will dissipate. And you'll stand up before you're done shouting, jumping, praising.
Hallelujah.
That's what that spirit of praise does.
Yeah.
It's what that spirit of the spirit of praise is a spirit of joy.
Yeah.
All right? It's a spirit of gladness. It's also a spirit of thankfulness.
Amen.
Spirit of praise is thanking God at all times.
Yeah.
You know, we're giving him thanks. We're giving him praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I mean, this is praise.
Amen.
And all that other stuff just kind of melts away.
Oh,
doesn't mean it disappears.
But
you'll come at it with a different attitude.
That's right.
You won't come at it anymore with doom and gloom and worry.
That's right.
You'll come at it with, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm an overcomer.
Hallelujah.
Victory through praise.
Woo.
That's where you'll come at it now.
That's right.
Now you'll say, no, wait a minute, hold on. I got the victory according. And then you will get busy in the Word, start quoting your victory.
All right.
All because you started with, man, praise you. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. You know, but if you'll continue,
come on,
that spirit will take over.
Yep.
It'll change your life. It'll change your life. All right, Psalm 116. Psalm 116. Come on now, get in there. Hallelujah. Psalm 116. You get a chance, read this in the message. It's good. Psalm 116. All right. Verse 17. It says, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord in his eyes sees thanksgiving as sacrifice.
Yes.
As sacrifice. When you give thanks, he sees it as sacrifice.
Amen.
I will offer to you, O Lord, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. We also know the sacrifice of praise.
Yes. Yes.
He understands it is a sacrifice.
Yes, yes.
To give thanks when you know, you're like, okay, it's kind of hard when the pockets are empty to give thanks for all the blessings that he says are yours. It sometimes is hard. Amen?
Yeah.
It's hard to sometimes give thanks when the word says that he shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And the only thing coming out of here is butterflies. It's kind of hard to give thanks and to give praise. But what do? We do it anyway.
That's right.
Why? Because we're setting him up for our victory. God will move. God will step up. He will not allow his word to fall to the ground.
Right.
He knows it's a sacrifice of praise. He knows it's a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And we offer it.
Amen.
We offer it to him. Amen. And like I said, we are now setting ourselves up for the victory.
Yes.
To fill the pockets. No more butterflies, just hundies. The old C notes coming out of here like glue, right? Or, you know, you got so much you don't know what to do with yourself. You know, so what do? You're blessed to be a what? Blessing, absolutely. we got to keep moving. Psalm 106. Go to Psalm 106. Hallelujah. We are almost there. Psalm 106. And let the pastor get there. All right, Psalm 106, verse 1 says, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
What? Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever.
That's right.
Oh, give what to the Lord?
Praise.
We give him praise. We give him thanks.
That's right.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord. For why? He is good. His mercy endures forever. We give thanks to him. Why? Because he's good. His mercy endures forever. We give what? We give thanks. Why? Because he's good. His mercy endures forever. I go on and on and on. We get that drilled down into our spirit, out of our head, into our heart, to give thanks. Because why? He's good and he's merciful.
Amen.
Forevermore.
Right.
Even when we blow it, guess what? His mercy is there. His mercy is there. Day to day. Everlasting. When we blow it, he's merciful.
Amen.
When we are quick to say, Father, forgive me. He's quick to fix it. Forgiveness.
Yes.
The word says what? My sins and my iniquities he will remember no more. He chooses not to remember them.
That's right.
The omniscient one, the one of all knowing things,
yeah,
chooses not to know them.
Yeah.
He's God. See, he's able to do that.
That's right.
Yeah, he blots it out, the Bible says.
Right.
He'll blot out our sins. You ever gone through any company that you've worked for and you have to redact a credit card? Okay, and it's a triple redact. You have to make sure that it's scribbled out, black markered out, and then shredded. That's triple redaction. They that's what God does with our sins.
Amen.
And then they're gone. Why? They're shredded.
That's
gone.
Fun.
They're shredded.
Thank you, Lord.
And they're not mine.
That's right.
Not mine, see?
Okay, we're righteous.
Not mine.
That's right.
Sin and iniquities, not mine.
That's
the devil made me do it. Oh, no, wait a minute. Sorry. Listen, folks, we mess up sometimes. We think things we may not want to think or shouldn't. We say things sometimes maybe we shouldn't.
Yep.
We get angry with people that sometimes we shouldn't.
Yep.
We walk into unforgiveness sometimes when we shouldn't. Why? We're people.
Right.
We're human beings.
Yep.
But we do that. We fix it.
We fix it.
Bible says, be quick to repent.
Amen.
The quicker you are to repent, the quicker God can move.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
And moves,
oh, and he wants to move.
Yeah.
See, he wants to move on your behalf.
Right.
Why? To show himself strong, the Bible says, on your behalf.
Yeah.
On your behalf. He wants you to know he's there.
Yeah.
He wants you to know he is your Savior. He is your provider.
Right.
He is your protector.
Yes.
He is your God.
Woo-hoo.
He'll never fail.
That's right.
Amen.
Only time he... Let me rephrase before it came out of my mouth. The only time failure takes place is when we quit. The only time failure takes place is when our faith turns into fear. Or maybe our faith, confident expectations turn into, oh, I hope he does. We've got to be confident.
Yes.
If we know it's in his word and we've put our faith out there that that's his word and his word is true, we can't hope. We can't hope.
That's right?
Our faith has got to be in him and him alone.
That's right.
And that's it. We can't hope.
Amen.
Hope doesn't do anything. Yeah. Wishing. Oh, I wish God would move. Don't wish too long. The fairy don't show up.
Yeah.
Who was it that said that the other day? I found out the tooth fairy ain't real. I forget who that was. I thought it was here too. I don't know. Anyway. Was it Caleb? Yeah, it was Caleb. Yeah. Yeah, I just found out the tooth fairy ain't real. That's great. Just wait until he finds out Santa Claus ain't real either. No, he already knows that, I'm sure. But see, amen, we don't lie to our kids.
No way.
We don't lie to our kids. How can we lie to them and say, well, there's the Easter Bunny and then there's Santa Claus, you see. And, you got to be careful around Halloween. The Headless Horseman might get you, you know. And then we talk to them about, well, you know, don't forget about Santa Claus now. He's going to bring you some gifts and the tooth fairy, she's going to give you money, you know. We sit there, not us, not we, but people, right? They say these kind of things to children, raising them up in it. Are you ready? And then when it is time for them to get born again under a name of a person they cannot see, they expect we expect them to believe us. When we've lied to them all their life. The Santa Claus, when they find out Santa Claus ain't real, guess what you are? A liar.
That's right.
And that's the way they'll look at you. Maybe not come out of their mouth, but it'll be in here. Mm-hmm. He lied to me.
Yeah.
He lied to me. How can... He put that quarter under my pillow. I seen him. When he came in my room. That startled me and I saw him and I seen him put that quarter under my pillow. Is he the tooth fairy? Is my mom the tooth fairy? You know, I mean, right? No, we can't lie to our kids.
Nope.
God never lied to us.
That's right.
We can't lie to our kids. We've got to be truthful with them or they can't believe the truth.
That's right.
This is the truth. How can they believe it? They've not seen it. They've not lived it. They don't know half the guys in here. I don't know half the guys in there. What are you talking about? They don't know half the guys in this book right here, but we expect them to believe that it's the truth. But then we tell them that there's a Santa Claus and there's a Grinch, you know, and there's, you know. And I don't mean we. I know we don't do that.
No, don't do
but
that.
This is where the problem lies. Where do you think the millennials are getting their information from? It's a mess. It's a mess. They cut off the age of being born at 82, 1982. I had just gone into high school at that time when these people were being born. The professors have got them all twisted. Twisted around, tied up. The politicians have got them all twisted up and... It's terrible. They're believing the lie because they've heard the lie all their life. We can't allow that.
No.
Not with our kids. And I told you what happened to me when I was preaching on a... I was doing a chapel at a certain school, I won't say where. And I was talking to the young kids. And it just came out that there is no Santa Claus. And that was the last time I preached there. Because the parents called up and got upset because they didn't want their kids to know that. And this is a Christian school. But they don't want their kids to know that Santa Claus isn't real. And it could be them giving them the presents. What's wrong with people? They're Christians. It's all about who in Christmas? Jesus. It's not about Santa Claus. Can't lie to our kids. All right, last story. Let's get into Luke. Did I read all that? I read all that. Luke 17. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are to give thanks.
Amen.
All right, Luke 17. We're going to start in verse 11. This is the story about the 10 lepers. They run into Jesus. It says, now it happened as they went, or as he went, sorry, Jesus, to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, they have mercy on us. They did what? They lifted up their voice. They weren't quiet. They didn't go pull on him and say, hey, I don't want anybody to know, but I'm a leper. And, you know, I don't want anybody to know because they might think they get leprosy from me, you know. But hey, you know, they didn't do that, did they? No, they lifted up their voice, the Bible says. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go. What do they need to do?
Go.
Go. He said, go. Show yourselves to the priests. And as it was that as they went, see, as they went,
yeah.
Right then and there, he said, what? Go. And as they went, are you ready?
Amen.
Excuse me. And as they went, they were cleansed. Obedience.
Sweet.
Hallelujah. See, come on now. Obedience,
yes,
unto the word.
Yes.
Go. Show yourself to the priests.
That's right.
You understand that the priests were the only ones that could clear them.
Yeah.
Okay? Anyway, all right. So go, show yourself to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them. Everybody said one?
One.
That's a tenth, isn't it, of 10 people. That's a tenth, 10%. Isn't that interesting? But it says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned. With a really quiet, soft, thank you, Lord. No. Isn't that not what it says, is it? I'm telling you, heaven's going to be loud.
Yeah.
Okay? It's going to be exciting. It's going to be joyful. All right? He says, and with a loud voice, he glorified God. And he fell down upon his face at his feet, giving him thanks. He fell down at his feet.
That's right.
And he gave thanks.
Beautiful.
He gave thanks.
Beautiful.
And he was a Samaritan. He was not even Jewish. He was not even a Jew.
Yeah.
He was a Samaritan. He was a foreigner.
Yeah.
And you think about that, out of those 10 people, not one Jew came back and gave him praise. But a foreigner did.
Yeah.
He came and he fell down and he gave thanks. All right, let's read on.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus answered and he said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. Now hold on a minute. Well, hold on now. First he was cleansed. But then he gave thanks. Now, there's a difference from being cleansed. The disease has stopped. You're healed, basically, right? All is good now. It's kind of like cancer going into remission. It's there. They can see it, but it's not doing anything.
Right?
It's not doing nothing. But then they came back and they gave thanks. The word well in the New King James is actually whole. The word whole means no visible proof that he was ever a leper. Why? Because he gave thanks. He came back to the Lord and gave thanks. And he did it loudly. And he fell down on his face. And he wasn't so proud or cared about what anybody else thought. Why? Because of the goodness of God.
Amen.
And what God had just did for him, and he was just cleansed. See, he was just healed. But he came back and he gave thanks, and Jesus said, your faith has made you whole.
Hallelujah.
Now, there's a big difference in there.
Yeah.
It's a big difference from being cleansed to being made whole.
Yeah.
The arms and fingers of lepers fall off, see?
Yeah.
Doesn't say that he didn't have a finger or two, maybe. Didn't have an arm or a leg, maybe. I don't know. It doesn't say. But when you're made whole, All your fingers are whole. You're all together there. When you're made whole, you got, all your limbs are there, right? When you're made whole, your eyes are perfect and you can see.
That's right.
That's being made whole.
Praise God.
I'm whole.
Me too.
You're whole.
Hallelujah.
All we need to do is give thanks.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Give thanks.
Yippee. Amen.
Amen. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Oh, our God is so good. And this is a great time for us to give thanks to. It's a great time for our family members who don't go to church. It's a good time for them to see us give thanks unto our God. Amen. They will see how important our God is to us. They can also see what God can do for them. Those nine are going to see that guy whole. And they're going to say, doggone. If I would have went back like this guy did here and gave thanks, I'd be made whole too. And it may be your family members that say, wow, if I were just born again or if I went to church and had joy like they do, I'd be happy and be at peace. All because you give thanks.
Amen.
And you're not too proud.
That's right.
Amen.
No,
not too proud. Not too, oh, I don't want to be loud about it, you know. I might scare them. Listen, they're already in fear. They're all, you live in this world, you're already in fear about what could or might happen. All right. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we bless you. We give you glory. And we honor you today, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for your goodness, for your mercy, which endures every day. I thank you for it, Father. Father, as we go today as a body in fellowship with one another, I thank you for the love of God that is upon us all. I thank you for Jesus Christ is Lord and for the Holy Spirit who is with us. Father, I thank you for the food today. I bless that food in Jesus' name. Bless it, Father, to the nourishment of our bodies. We give you the praise and the glory. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen.